Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking about the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's 70th convention coming up with Michael Kelsey in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Sometimes the weather is unfavorable, or that summer crop comes off late, or more time is needed to clean up fall emerging weeds. The delayed planting window may be too narrow for most wheat varieties, but not with Butler's Gold, a hard red winter variety intended for late planting. Butler's Gold has a unique growth pattern where it could start late but sprint to the finish with top-tier yield potential and high protein and test weight. Butler's Gold is named after OSU sprinter James Butler, who won the 1980 Olympic trials in the 200-meter dash. Check out OKGenetics.com.
70th annual convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association coming up, before you know it, coming up the 22nd, 23rd of July at the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of OCA, says that the educational sessions planned for this year are exceptional.
There's six educational sessions that we've lined up, and there are a host of different topics within those sessions. Early on, we formed a committee of our membership to say, and they're kind of our litmus test. You know, if you're going to come to a convention, what do you want to hear? What do you want to learn? What do you want to study? What do you want to do when you come? And so, they were very beneficial in helping us continue to improve it. So the educational topics are very much patterned after their input. So we're going to hear things talking about consumer beef demand. We're going to hear things talking about forage qualities and managing forages, especially in times of a drought, which unfortunately we're in. So the topics are very relevant to producers. Then the learning lounge system, the learning lounge strategy that we have is obviously we have a great trade show. The trade show's sold out again this year. We're literally packing them on top of each other. So that's a great opportunity. And then embedded within it is a learning lounge. So these are short, little, key kind of power pack punch sessions that are specific to a product or a service. So it gives a producer an opportunity to sit down for maybe 15 minutes and learn the big highlights of this particular product or this particular service or whatever the case may be, whatever the topic is. But it's more product and service relative. But it's just that we've been told by our membership that's come, these are great because I don't have to sit very long. I can get the key information I need, and then I can follow up later. And so those types of sessions are critical. And then just the opportunity to network, just to get together with producers. It's so doggone hot outside. It looks like that's what it's going to be come the end of July, unfortunately. And so in the air conditioning, in the convention center, surrounded by producers, just to have an opportunity to talk together, network is key and influential. And that's, you know, and that's just a key part of convention. So we're going to do that again this year.
Got kind of an interesting keynote speaker right off the bat, first session. Tell me about Courtney.
Courtney, she is, she's going to be fantastic. I think she's going to challenge us. I think she's also going to open our eyes a bit and make us think. And I think that's a good thing. And certainly what our members have indicated to us is we want to come and be challenged. We want to come and dream a little bit. We want to come and see what the new trends are. I mean, it's pretty easy to get tied up on the ranch and get real busy and forget about a great big world that's going on out there. And I may not like podcasts or social media or whatever the case may be, but they're pretty important and they're pretty active. And so I think Courtney's going to do a fantastic job. We had an opportunity to visit with her the other day, just kind of behind the scenes. She wanted to know the logistics and the details and so forth. And so we're going through that. And she's like, you know, so what do you want me to do? And I said, well, just Courtney, be you. You know, challenge us, give us an opportunity to dream a little bit, but also give us your perspective of the industry from an encouragement standpoint. Obviously, Courtney is interested and committed to the future of the industry. Why? help us leave there with an understanding of that type of perspective. And I think she's going to kick it right off and be fantastic, and it's going to get the momentum going really early, bright and early, if you will, Friday morning at 9 o'clock, and we'll just go from there.
And there'll be a pair of congressional forums Friday afternoon, 2nd Congressional District, Saturday afternoon, the Senate runoff to claim the last 2 years of the Jim Inhofe seat. The top Republicans in both of those races hoping to be the GOP candidate in November election. They'll be discussing things in front of a convention audience. Convention details at okcattleman.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit livestockriskservices.com for more information.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.